Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
And I'm on. Shalom, saints. I said shalom, saints. All right. It is a blessing to be sharing with you, not just those who are here in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in on 3CLA's iChurch, going out in English and Spanish. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible there in the aisles, or if you have your electronic device in this day and age, everybody's got something. So let's go to Romans. Last week, well, all these weeks we've been talking about unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We find out that that is our responsibility. He's given us the power, but we've got to let it what? We got to let it operate. And there are principles. So I believe we were in Acts, the third chapter. You don't have to turn there. But we were talking about there are principles that exist in your salvation, right? He wants us to forgive. That's the principle of what? Forgiveness. He wants us to love. That's the principle of what? Love. He wants us to walk in faith. That's the principle of what? Faith. So there are principles that if we take those principles and walk in those principles, we obtain what we already have, which is victory. The enemy don't want you to be victorious. He wants you to lose. And so Yahweh didn't create no losers. Last I checked, there was nothing but winning people. Well, I don't know. Any winners in the house? I mean, you know. Let's get something straight. I'm going to let you out at a decent time. I don't care about Super Bowl. How about Super Spiritual Sunday? How about that? Okay, so get your mind off the Falcons and whatever else you got going on. We talked about the principle of focus last week. Problem with a lot of us is that when the word is going forth, we're not focused. We look at other stuff. We're trying to figure out other stuff. We're shopping. We're making grocery lists, to-do lists. You get your life right. How about that? Make a list on your life and just get that right. I mean, I'm part of that too, but I'm just saying we got to focus. So we were talking about how it's important that the things we do, everything that we do can allow the supernatural or inhibit the supernatural. There are choices that we make that can allow the supernatural to come forth or can suppress the supernatural. I don't know about you, but I want the supernatural active. I want to walk in that. So you have to walk in the principles that lead you within that. Go to Romans. The first chapter, and we're going to look at the 16th verse. Hallelujah. I want the anointing. I want signs and wonders. You know, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I want that. Right? Do you want it?
Yes.
Right. So Romans, the first chapter, the 16th verse, talks about how you got to be. What mindset Because guess what? You're not mindless. You have a mind, but you have to decide what kind of mindset you're going to allow to prevail in your life. Are you going to put on a spiritual mindset? Are you going to leave the natural one intact? So this is talking about a mindset that we need to have. So Romans, the 16th verse of the first chapter says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Mashiach, for it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to everyone that believeth." It is the power of salvation. But it's only available to me if I what? So I have to walk in the principles of believing and faith to be able to demonstrate that I believe that. And if I believe that, it says there's some power in that. But a lot of times, as spiritual beings, as successful believers, we can't be ashamed. Get this straight. You're different. Tell your neighbor, you're different. Just accept it. Just let it sink in that there's something peculiar about you. You're zany. You're peculiar. The word says we are what? Peculiar. Tell your neighbor, we're not like everybody else. So, but this is the problem. We trying to blend in. As a believer, you can't blend in. Even when you try, you stick out like a sore thumb. Even the unsaved is like, what you doing here? You trying to hit a joint with us, but you're supposed to be different than us. Why are you here? Huffing and puffing and passing. Why are you here throwing back shots? I thought that you were supposed, and they will tell you, I thought you were supposed to be different. I mean, what you doing hitting the bar with us? And you call yourself trying to blend in. If you want the power to operate in your life, you cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Mashiach, because it is a power of Yahweh unto salvation. You ain't operating in the power because you hiding. You undercover. There ain't nothing, there ain't no such thing as an undercover assignment believer. What you doing here? I'm working undercover. No. No, it don't work like that. It's not going down like that. So he's saying, listen, I'm not ashamed. So first of all, we got to accept our difference, us being different. We got to accept that our ways are his ways. And the ways that we adopt his ways, they're not everybody's ways. Right? So you're going to stand out. Hallelujah. You're going to be different. Hallelujah. You're walking a different path. Hallelujah. Do I got any believers that want to be believers? Hey, do I got anybody that just want to blend in? Okay. Just making sure you're listening. All right. So it says, is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to the Jew or the Yehudim first? You know, we love to put the Hebrews in here. Or it says, and also to the Greek. For 70 verse, for therein is the righteousness of Yahweh revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live in. The correct translation of that is not just by faith, it's in it. You got to be in your faith. And that means you're immersed in it. It's part of you. It's a lifestyle. Faith is not something that you just do ever so often. Faith is a lifestyle. We live faith. We walk faith. We talk faith. We think faith. We speak it. And so when we understand this, then it fits into the premise of walking in the principles, right? So it's revealed from faith to faith. Faith to faith is a walk from faith. And it's revealed. As you start walking this thing out, he shows you more and more. But you got to walk it. You know, I heard somebody say a while back that it's when you're talking about faith, it's harder to stay there than to get there. Following me? When you're talking about a faith walk, it's harder to stay in the faith walk than it is to get in the faith walk. Once you get in the faith walk, you got to stay in there. You can't be jumping in and jumping out. That's what faith is. Emuna, it's unshakable. You are immovable. You're saying, hey, I am in faith. I talk faith, and I will accept nothing less than the faith walk. You start messing up when you start. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I what? Trust him. Come on. Do you feel that way? Yet if he slay me, yet will I what? You got to be like that. You got to be like, no matter what, I'll be laid out. I'm still what? If you got to go out, you might as well go out trusting. Come on. That's how we live. We live by faith. And we know that we walk by faith. And then if we hold on, we die in faith. And we're right there with him in faith. That's the destination. So you got to get your mind right. When you get your mind right, you can get your life right. Because we got to stay up in here. We got to stay here. You know, and so don't get mad at me because I'm walking a faith walk. Well, what you trying to do? It's not what I'm trying to do. It's what faith has already done. I ain't trying to do nothing. I'm just walking this faith walk. So don't get mad at me. Come on. You got to walk your walk out. You know, people, you know, believers hating on believers. Believers hating on, just because my faith got me the job. Just because my faith got me the car. That's because my faith got me the peace of mind. Right? And if you don't have it, you ain't mad at me. You mad at faith. I mean, when you get it right, when you get down to the nitty gritty, you're mad at faith. And if you're mad at faith, you mad at Yahweh. Well, you should be mad at yourself. Because you need to do Philippians, the second chapter, the 12th to the 13th verse. Work out your own salvation. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to do. Right? Because listen, there are perilous times coming, y'all. Well, I'm sorry. They're already here. You see all the confusion going on in the government? You see all, listen. Y'all, get this. From this moment forward, if you're not in the faith walk, you're going to be washed away. Period. You got to get it. It's going to take faith for you to be able to make it through all this. It's going to take you a trusting and holding on to Yahweh and being consistent. Because every day that there's some new bad news. New bad news. And if you're not grounded, if you don't have the emuna, that rooted faith, you're going to get washed away. And so listen, I want to be who Yahweh is looking for. I'm just being obedient, you know? And sometimes you got to weed out the people in your life that's keeping you from it. I mean, you know, Gideon had to whittle it down to 300. He had a bunch of soldiers, and he had to whittle it down to the ones, listen, I want to go. I don't want nobody stopping me from going. Dude, does anybody want to go? I want to go. So it's like, listen, if you are still like slipping and dipping and, you know, you mad at me and you ain't going to get it right, then I love you, but go on. Work it out. So let's go to Acts. I want to start working with a group of people that expecting the supernatural, believe the supernatural, want to see signs and wonders, want to see the manifestation of Yahweh. I need some believers that believe and want the same stuff. Do I have anybody like that here? I'm just asking. Because we're supposed to manifest. The faith is shown in us. There's a scripture that says, when he comes back, is he going to find faith in the earth? That's a statement. When Yeshua comes back, will he even find faith? Will there be some folks here that's actually operating in it? Somebody say, yeah. Any people? Let me ask the question. When he come back, will he find faith in the earth?
Yes.
You going to find mine. I'm going to get mine. I don't care. You can miss out if you want to. I'm trying to get us all to go together. It ain't no fun going by yourself, but if it comes to it, I'm going by myself. I'm going to be like, peace out. Acts 17. You got people talking about, oh, no, I don't need to do all that. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm clear. Yeah, okay. But the winds come and the waves. We see how clear and how good and how straight you are. This is where you start getting it. You think it's the stuff you've been seeing is bad? Tell your neighbor, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's some other stuff coming. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We gotta be prayed up so we can fight against this. So when we go to Acts the 17th chapter, there was a group of people that thought that they had it together. And so the apostle had to, you know, kind of share with them some things. Acts 17, the 28th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. For in him we live and move and have our being. Wow, just a picture of that. In him. The just shall live in faith. In him we live. And what? Move. And have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. Right? For we are also his what? Offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think the Godhead or the godliness is like unto gold or stone graven by art and idols. We're following idols. We're following money. We're following position. We're following power. That's not who Yahweh is. He's not in all that stuff, right? Or man's device. 30th verse, and the times of this ignorance, because we're not focused, principle of focus. We're focused on other stuff. We need to be focused on Yahweh. So it says, and at the times of this ignorance, this foolishness that I just said, where you guys are focused on all this other stuff, Yahweh winked at it. But now, he's commanding all men everywhere to what? What does it mean when he winked at it? He was like, okay, they're going to get it together. I'm going to act like I didn't see that. But guess what? That's not going to work. Tell your neighbor, it won't work. You need to be walking in the principles. Every man needs to, and somebody say woman. because I know women. Now I said every man. No, you too. Everybody needs to what? Repent. So this is the time of, this is the time where we should be showing Yahweh's glory in the earth. The word should be rich in our lives. People should look and say, wow, those folks over there are blessed. Those folks over there are prosperous. Those folks over there are serving, right? People should see that. And we need to stand up and be peculiar. Say, tell your neighbor, we got to be different. Because he shows what he can do through us. Come on. All the things, all the attributes. Go to Ecclesiastes. This hit me the other day. We look at the state of the world and where Yahweh sees us, how he sees us. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, Ecclesiastes is? Ecclesiastes is what? Kohele. Tell your neighbor, Kohele. Say it like that. Kohele. Ecclesiastes, the 10th verse, the 10th chapter, the 5th verse. Are you there? This is so appropriate. Listen, there's been evil going on ever since the beginning. We need to make a choice. Who we going to be? He wants his glory to shine through us. We're his children. So the 5th verse of Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, says what? There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. Let me translate that for you. Foolishness is high up now. Hello? What do you see in the high places? Foolishness. Folly is set in the great places where there should be great dignity. There's foolishness going on. And the people, the rich, and not talking about rich in money, but the rich in spirit, are sitting in a low place. Tell your neighbor, something's wrong with that picture. Look around. We should be calling shots. Believers should be the shot callers. Can I say that? We are saying, speaking things that are not as what? Though they were. We're showing Yahweh's glory in the earth. Will the believers please step up into your position and be who Yahweh created you to be? Come on, man. There's something wrong with that picture. And then go to the 10th verse. Skip down to the 10th verse. I love the wisdom here. It says, if the iron be blunt, then what? And he does not whet the edge. Hold up. Let me translate for you. If the iron be not sharp or dull, and you don't sharpen it, then you got to put more strength in what you're doing because you're working with a dull edge. So he's saying, sharpen the knife, dude. You wearing yourself out because you won't sharpen the edge. And that's what's wrong with our belief. Things is so hard sometimes because you ain't sharpening your edge. Saint, you ain't sharpening your edge, believer. Hey, listen, how many times are you going to keep on approaching stuff with a dull edge, with not having the full and total word and using the power that is in the word? And if it's dull, you need to get yourself some word and sharpen yourself up in the spirit so that you can go through that thing. You can't be no dull believer. You got to keep the edge sharp. How do we keep the edge sharp? Hey, I love the way you guys said that. Ask your neighbor, how do we keep the edge sharp? Somebody answer that question. Come on. You need to sharpen your edge. We want everything that Yahweh has to offer us. I want it all. I want it all. And that's the problem. We're not getting it all. So go here with me. Go to Romans. Hey, oh good. We're good at time. Hallelujah. We're going to get through this. Romans, the 8th chapter. And you guys need to be taking these scriptures and letting them meditate during the week, letting it penetrate. That's how you sharpen the edge. We got too many believers that got dull edges. You come up in here and listen to some word, and then you don't open up that Bible or that electronic device app Bible until Sunday. You need to be... Say every day. Say every day. If you have to say every day, say every day. But whatever. Every day, you need to be sharpening this thing. Every day. It's the principle of consistency. Every day, you should be praying. I'm telling you guys right now, if you're not getting into the word every day, if you're not praying every day, you're not going to make it. Your chances of making it are very slim. Because it's going to take your faith in the word and your operating in the spirit to get through what's coming or what's already here. Because it's getting dark. It's getting real dark. When you got the stuff that's going on now, it's dark. When you got the hate and all of the things that are rising up, it's dark. But I know some people, come on, people of faith, people with the Holy Ghost, who can have an effect on this if we believe. That's why we got to have it all. So listen, eighth chapter of Romans, the 6th verse says what? For to be carnally minded, fleshly minded, naturally minded, is what? To be carnally minded might be death. We gotta know, just as we need to know what the word says, we need to understand what the word doesn't say. That's plain to me. Carnally minded, and that means to stay carnally. We've been transformed. I don't know about you. But when I got the Holy Ghost, I had a transformation take place. And I allowed the mind of take over my mindset. And if you're not allowing that mindset to take over, something wrong with you. It's the truth. That's hard, Pastor. Well, I'm sorry. But I'd be doing you a disservice if I said to be carnally minded is life. That would be a lie. To be carnally minded may lead to death. It is death. Why? It says, but to be spiritually minded. So let me give you a nugget alert. If you ain't got no peace, you may be carnally minded. I mean, I'm just saying. Well, he's just saying. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, the beauty is this thing ain't wrapped up yet. So if you are carnally minded, you still got some time to get yourself spiritually minded. Tell your neighbor, use the time. I think that's a nice way to put it. I mean, you know, if you're spiritually minded, continue in that. But if you're carnally minded, you need to make a... So 7th verse says what? Because the carnal mind is an enemy It's enmity. It's completely diametrically opposed to spiritual things, right? It's an enemy against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither can be. So if you're walking in your own mind, there ain't no way you're going to do the things of Yahweh. You're going to thank you doing it. That's why the word says there's going to be people coming up and saying, Lord, 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 I did that, I did it, and did this, and I did this. And he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's cold. That's a cold-blooded statement. But guess what? He's going to make it. Can you imagine your God making that statement? I don't want to be that. I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Who wants to hear that? I want to hear that. I want him to say, well done. I don't want him to say, well. I need the done. I need some done. Give me the well done, not just the well. Anybody want the done? That's the done. I mean, we did it. We did it. We made it. We did it. Many things in his spirit. That's what I want to hear. And he's given us chances. We're not doing all that we can do. We're not being all that we can be. I want it all. Say it to yourself. I want it all. And then the eighth verse says what? So then, I love that. So then, it's almost like he's making a case here. He's saying, to be carnally minded is enemy against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither can it be. So then, that's this is the caveat. This is the nugget. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot. So if you're in the flesh, you might be able to please Yahweh. Cannot. It's not possible. You cannot please him. Last I checked, we were believers who wanted to please him. Listen, if you don't want to please him, what are you doing here? Straight up. If you have no desire to please him, we got two sets of 8-foot doors that swing open wide. Because I'm believing that the people that want to please him are here to learn how to please him. Not please you, not please me, please him. And some people get it twisted. That's why when some of y'all get mad at me, you stop coming to church. I'm not God. And you shouldn't even let me keep you from your relationship with Yahweh. That's crazy. You mad at me because I done said something or done something, or I didn't say something or didn't do something. And you stop coming and serving your master. Tell your neighbor, what sense does that make? You got your priorities mixed up. I ain't gonna let nothing and nobody stop me from my relationship with my God. So your thinking is messed up. So if you are tripping and not attending because somebody stepped on your toe, get it right. You don't want to miss heaven from some foolishness like that. You get up there, but he said, Sister so-and-so, step, they didn't do what they were supposed to do for me. He said, well, what'd that have to do with you and my relationship? Right? That's what he's going to say. That don't have nothing to do with me. This is God talking. That don't have nothing to do with me and you. And then you start stuttering. And that's when he says, depart from me. This is real stuff, y'all. Who knows if this is real stuff? It's real stuff. Okay, so we just found out in Romans 8:8 that if we were in the flesh, we can't please him, right? Does anybody believe that we can please him? All right, so we have a consensus that if we're in the flesh, we cannot. All right? All right, good. So then go to Hebrews. Remember what you just got there. Okay? Now, Hebrews 11th chapter, 6th verse. If you're a Hebrew scholar, you are in Ivrim. I-V-R-I-M. Say Ivrim. We love knowledge. All right. So, Romans 8:8 told us, so then, they that are in our flesh cannot please him. Romans 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible. Whoa, hold up. So it looks like we have some scriptures that are in agreement, right? If I'm in the flesh, I can't please him. And if I don't have faith, it's impossible to please him. So, what kind of deduction can we make? Well, this is it. You're either in faith or you're in flesh. Nugget alert, nugget alert. If you're not in faith, you're in flesh. And if you're in flesh, you cannot please him. If you're not in faith, you cannot please him. So the only position that pleases him is when we're in faith. Do we have anybody that's in flesh? Hey, do we have anybody that's in faith? Woo! That was a curveball. Somebody almost got that. So, and then when we understand the rest of it, period. Say it's either flesh or it's faith. If you're not operating in faith, by default, you're operating in the flesh. By default, I'm in the middle. No, you're not in the middle. You're either in faith. That's why we love the correct translation of in faith instead of by faith. Because by faith means you right here and your faith is there. No, you need to. You need to get up in that thing. So it's not by it. It's what? Anybody by faith? Anybody in faith? Oh, man, I love it. You guys are actually listening. Right. So, get this. If I can only either be in faith or in the flesh, you know we carry this flesh around. But if I'm in faith, nugget alert. If I'm in faith, the flesh is uncomfortable. Somebody got that. If I'm in faith, the flesh is uncomfortable. Because the flesh don't understand the faith well. So flesh is going to feel a little out there. But it's all right. Because when you step out there, Yahweh got you. Because you're in faith. If you're in faith, you're in him. If you're in him, you're pleasing him. And he's not going to let nothing happen to you. So don't trip when your flesh gets uncomfortable. And too many of us are looking for our flesh to be comfortable. Your flesh is not going to be comfortable until right now, till Yeshua come back, or when you go on, your flesh is always going to try to fight against your spirit. But that's okay, because as long as we stay in the spirit, we going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Because then it goes here. It says what? Be without faith is impossible. Please, for he that cometh to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of them that what? So just because a little something happens, a little, you know, challenge, a little conflict. The flesh might be a little bit uncomfortable. I gotta still diligently seek him. Diligent means Greek word exateo. Say exateo. It means investigate fully, crave, demand all. I want it all. I diligently seek him. I want it all. I want everything he has to offer, everything that is in his arsenal, everything that he provides, everything that he said he's going to do. I want it all. You got Holy Ghost? I'll take that. You got power? I'll take that. You got authority? I'll take that. You got healing? I will take that. You got deliverance? Give it to me. Say, I want it all. No, I don't believe y'all want it all, because you don't sound like you want it all. Who wants it all? I ain't leaving nothing on the table. You know, real quickly, I'm going to share this. Genesis, Bereshit, the 13th chapter. I want it all. And you got to believe that you can have it all. I believe I can have it all. Because he said it's available to me. So if he says it's available to me, what? I believe. I'm diligently seeking him. And so Genesis, or Bereshit, the 13th chapter, 14th verse says, and Yahweh said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. He said, everything that you can see. Now, listen, get this. Yahweh's spirit. He's spirit. So he's not coming from a natural viewpoint. He told Abraham, look out on everything. And everything that you see is what? Yours. Well, he had to see it in the spirit. Of course, he couldn't see everything, but you could see everything in the spirit. Meaning Yahweh saying, whatever, he said, look north, south, east, west, look all the way around, 360, look around, everything, that's yours. You got to get in the spirit and see everything that Yahweh has provided for you. And he's saying, listen, I got you. If you believe 360, I got you, and you'll have it. But you gotta believe all the way around. I'm not leaving nothing on the table. I said, I'm not leaving nothing on the table. He provided a table. I'm reminded, and there was, when I was a kid, I loved this eating place. You know, it always gets back to food. And since I done changed on this pescatarian diet, where I just, you know, I don't eat meat and all of that other kind of stuff, chicken and all that. But there was a time where I really loved chicken. Yes, I look back on it fondly. Now, you know, pork, I don't miss pork, especially since I start reading the word. And you know, Yeshua, he cast all them demons into the pigs. I ain't got no time for that. Think about that. Let that resonate. I'm not even going to ask if there are pork lovers out here. I'm not even going to go there. But I'm just trying to say I can do without it. But I do miss chicken. And so there was... And understand, try to understand where I'm going to go with this, if I can get there. I told you I'm not leaving anything on the table. So there was this special chicken place I loved. It was called Golden Bird Chicken. I'm sorry. I don't know how it is now, or if it, but the way it existed originally, it was everything.
Yes.
And this one joint I would love to go to was off of Century And Manchester? It was Century and Manchester. Was it Manchester? No. This one was on Century, and it was like a restaurant. You could, you know.
Century and Crenshaw.
Yes, thank you. Century and Crenshaw. And you could go in there. You know, they had really nice tables and stuff. And you know, you ordered your food, and then you would get the chicken, right? That was some of the best chicken. Just golden, just. But you would get something with that. You would get the bread and the pickles. The pickles? Wait, first, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Somebody say yes. So anyway, it was always lines and stuff, right? So, you know, this lady had got her stuff, and she had got her food. And so I must have been like the third in line. And so she gets her food and she goes out. And so the rest of us are ordering and everything. And so then I'm getting ready to come up. The door swings open. Excuse me. This is the lady that just left. She said, excuse me. She didn't care that I was getting ready to order or nothing like that. Excuse me. To the people that's there trying to work and fry chicken and count money at the same time. And she says, do bread come with this? She had already drove off. She had already been down Crenshaw. But she came back with a vengeance. And she said, uh-uh. She said, do bread come with this? And not only that, she said, and my pickles ain't in here either. She was mad because she was like, uh-uh, wait a minute. No matter what you get, no matter what meal you get, you didn't have to pay for the bread. You didn't have to pay for the pickles. The bread and the pickles was already there. And you got the nerve to give me my food, send me off without my bread and my pickles. Bread comes with that. Pickles come with that. And she was relentless. She made sure she got everything that she was entitled to. So I'm trying to tell y'all, bread comes with this. Pickles comes with this. Everything. Deliverance comes with this. Healing comes with this. Prosperity comes with this. Peace of mind comes with this. Power comes with this. And if you ain't got it, you better go get it. Because it comes with it. My salvation comes with everything. You better stop speaking. Everything that I need comes with this. When I went down in the water and I came up with the Holy Ghost, everything came with it. My victory comes with it. You just need to praise Him for what He's given you. And He's given you everything. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh. Oh God. Father, thank you for everything that has come with our salvation. Everything comes with it. And if we forgot and act like we don't know, Yahweh, forgive us because you've given it all to us already. We don't have to beg for healing. Healing is ours. We don't have to beg for deliverance. Deliverance is ours. We don't have to beg for peace of mind, the sound mind. It's already ours. My God! Father Yahweh, help us understand that by your power, you've already placed inside of us. We've got everything that we need. Our relationships, our marriages, everything, we've already won. We've already got the victory. All we have to do is take it. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Help us, Father. Help us understand what we have in you. And if we've forgotten, forgive us right now. You're almighty. You're all powerful. You're awesome. There's nothing you can't do. And because there's nothing you can't do, there's nothing we can't do in you. So right now, Father Yahweh, calling for a mighty move of your spirit. We're ready, Father Yahweh. We're ready. We might have been slipping or not understanding what we had at our disposal, but we are not going to take it for granted anymore. We're not going to take you for granted anymore. So right now, Father, we're living in your victory, living in your power, living in faith. Walking in faith, talking in faith, believing, no matter what, we're relentless. We're diligently seeking you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. And every word from henceforward is going to be a word of power. Everything that we speak is going to be a word of authority. Hallelujah. Everything we lay our hands on, we believe it. We receive it. We have the victory in Yeshua's name. So we thank you. We give it all to you because you've given it all to us. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you believe, just shout. If you will, just bow your heads for a moment. Just bow your heads for a moment. Those that are standing are designated to be standing in the gap at this time. Right now, we're asking for those who, listen, we're talking about life here. There's no middle ground when we're talking about the things of the kingdom. It's either life or death. So we've come together because we have chosen life. So right now, maybe you're in the decision-making process saying, hey, you know, I know I need to make a move. I know I need to make a decision in my life. And he's saying, there's an opportunity right now today. So that's why we have everybody's head bowed, because the enemy tries to use that as a tool. Well, people are looking at me. Don't think about that. What's yours is yours. It has nothing to do with anybody else. This is about your relationship with the Savior. And so if you're here, and you're saying, I want that relationship that you're talking about, Pastor. But I need you to pray for me. I need to get there. I want to get there. I can pray for you. All you got to do is raise your hand. So if you say, I want that relationship, I want to initiate that today. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Raise it high so I know that that's you. Hallelujah. That's one. That's two. We're talking about power here. We're talking about in a world where so much in place, we need him. We need his power. We need his authority. Now, you can put your hands down for that one. The second one is this. Maybe you have been in a relationship with the Father, but you kind of drifted away. You're not where you should be or used to be. And you know that he's calling you back. And if that is you, he is the God of the second chance, third chance, fourth chance, whatever it is. He's a God of restoration. He will restore. And if you need restoration today, he's available for that. This is the appointed time. This is the call for today. And if you want that restoration in your life, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. You want restoration, restoration, restoration. He does it. Now, this is how we do this. If you raise your hand for any of those calls, the prayer is right down here. And I'm gonna come meet you halfway. I will come down here and we will pray together. If you raise your hand for any of those things, come down here and we'll pray right now. We'll get what you need right now. Don't let this moment slip away. Let's get what we want now.